Night was falling. Soon she would be looking for him. He should simply settle in his library and wait. Only, as he headed back down the stairs, he wasn't in the mood to wait for her. He wanted to find her, discover exactly what she was up to. It was possible that she was planning to collect small items that would fetch a pretty penny, things that she believed wouldn't be noticed missing. Although the truth was that he couldn't see her as a thief, no matter how much money seemed to matter to her. It had irritated him when she'd asked for her £75 that morning, had irritated him more when he could tell that she wanted to count it. Theirs was a business arrangement, security for an heir. It was silly of him to fault her now, when he'd known all along that she cared only about titles and coin. She wasn't going to steal anything. But he suspected she was taking inventory, striving to determine how much they were worth. She would no doubt be methodical about it. If she was unlocking every door, examining the contents of every room, he doubted that she'd have made it upstairs yet. No doubt she was still on the main level somewhere. He strode briskly down hallways, trying doors. Locked, locked, locked. But as he came to the end of one monstrously long and wide hallway, he could see a faint swathe of light that could only come from an open doorway. Quieting his tread, he cautiously approached and peered inside, completely unprepared for the sight that greeted him. With a scarf covering her hair and her sleeves rolled up past her elbows, she was on her knees near a bookshelf, pulling items off the bottom shelf, wiping them, setting them aside. Suddenly, with a screech, she jumped up and back. He saw a huge spider scurrying out, racing past. She lifted her skirt slightly and stopped the creature's progress forever with a hard stomp. He stared at the foot, which had come down with unerring determination. "Are you wearing one of my Hessians?" he asked incredulously. With a start, she faced him squarely, her eyes wide, that luscious, lovely mouth of hers slightly open. "You're home." He didn't like the way her words seemed to pierce his armour, made him glad that he was in the residence. He was accustomed to having his bath, a drink, a quiet dinner, an evening reading, alone. Always alone, until he looked in on his father before retiring. Solitude had been the order of the night. She was going to change all that, whether he wanted her to or not. "Indeed, I am." "The boot." Raising her skirt, she extended the foot, turning it one way, then the other, as though surprised to find the polished black leather encasing a good part of her leg. "Your feet are much larger than mine, which makes it easier to kill the spiders, and provides a little distance from them as I do so." She glanced up at him. "There are an inordinate number in here, and they are remarkably large, and beastly ugly."